2 a.m. Tommy's lit the fuse about the Australian World Cup team. His selections have got you rattled. Keep your thoughts coming. We'll get to those in just a sec. But as we know, the Sydney Swans have finals bound. Fourth on the ladder, a big game against Collingwood on Sunday at the SCG. Off the back of news yesterday that Josh Kennedy will retire at the end of the season. On the line is Swans co-captain Dane Rampey, who's joined us. G'day, Dane. Dane, thanks for joining us, mate.
No, pleasure. Thanks for having me.
An emotional day yesterday at the club, mate. How did you go through Josh Kennedy announcing that this is going to be his last season? A few tears around, lots of applause, and oh, gee, it must have been a whole whirlwind of emotions.
Yeah, mate, spot on. It was a pretty big day for the club, and for I guess a few of the boys and Josh that have been pretty close to him and shared, you know, a good part of his journey with him. Big announcement, but one that I think he's been sitting on for a little bit now. And obviously, as he said in his press conference yesterday, that injury he sustained on the weekend was just probably just the right time to announce it on Monday. So yeah, it's been a big probably 72 hours for a few of us. And it was a great day yesterday, more a celebration of Josh more than anything. And we're lucky to have played with him.
Yeah, which is awesome when you look at it as a celebration instead of, you know, this is coming to the end, because you're right, it's been an amazing career and you've been there the whole way. So you know him probably better than most in the club. What's Josh like as a teammate and as a mate?
Yeah, I think, again, reflecting yesterday, I think that was probably, you celebrate what he's brought to the club in terms of, you know, his footballing ability, but I guess, for me, reflecting yesterday, it was more about what he's taught me, I guess, on a personal level. And then that is just how to deal with setbacks, resilience, being the ultimate professional and just being a really good person, a bloody good mate. And a few tears yesterday, but he's taught us a lot and, you know, stuff that we'll hold, lessons we'll hold with us for a long time going forward.
Gee, not as though you need inspiration, but it's a good cause, isn't it? Knowing that if the deeper you go into the finals, the more chance that Josh has got of playing that one final fairy tale game.
Absolutely. I'm glad you said it, because I think that's what he's hanging on to. And it's certainly an extra bit of motivation for me. Not that we need it, but I want to play with him one last time. And the deeper we go, the I guess, albeit unlikely, there is that slight chance that, you know, it may happen again. So I think we're both holding on to that. We'll have to see what happens.
So let's talk about the season as it stands. So we've got two matches left. We've got to the pointy end. Good win over North Melbourne last weekend. So fourth on the ladder, and it's in your own hands now. So how are you feeling as a group, both physically and mentally, at the back end of a long season and knowing that the finals are around the corner?
Yeah, we're feeling really good, actually. How do I articulate this? Like, it's been a long season, but it's been a really rewarding one as well. And I think, you know, for a group that's probably, you know, erring on the side of still a young group, the kind of pushing through this is the first season we've had probably in the grind of it. You know, obviously the last couple of years we've had COVID interruptions and just kind of been running on adrenaline, but this is probably a new experience for a lot of the team in terms that, you know, really grinding away a season at home and just kind of, you know, appreciating that there is an element of that towards getting through a season and maintaining a high quality performance. But once you get to this time of year, mate, probably like two or three rounds to go, the weather, you really start to notice the weather turning. We've got some hot, sunny days out at training, and I think you naturally just get that little bit of extra energy and enthusiasm just from what time of year it is. You know that, summer's coming, finals are coming, and then we're right up to our eyeballs in it. So, everyone's pretty excited.
It's cool, mate, how you notice those things that are going on around you that therefore have a flow-on effect at the stage that you're in the season, and that comes with the experience, obviously, that you've got. Would you prefer to have, say this weekend, right, you're coming up against the Magpies and you know they are red hot at the moment, you know that's going to be one of the toughest hit-outs that you could have going into the finals. Would you prefer to have, like, in inverted commas, an easier run into the finals? Or is this the kind of game that you think you really need up against Collingwood at the SCG, knowing it's going to be a dogfight?
Yeah, no, definitely the latter. Definitely the former. The even on the weekend, I mean, North Melbourne, you know, while they were 18th on the ladder, they provided a level of pressure that probably isn't, you know, you wouldn't generally expect from a bottom place team. And we were really, you know, we weren't surprised. We were really grateful, you know, that I guess they really took it to us. And, you know, credit to them. They really gave us a test in the end. I mean, it could have blown out, as I'm sure it may have earlier in the year. But they came with a pressure that we really needed to face, because towards the end of the game, we probably switched off, and there's a few things that we can learn from that. And hopefully, heading into the Collingwood game, just another chance to keep refining our craft, really. And I think we're all wrapped that we've got a good tough run in. St Kilda the next week, they'll be pretty tough as well, because they're still playing for finals. So I think realistically, it's a really ideal kind of way to go into finals against some good teams that have got a bit to play for. And yeah, hopefully that holds us in good stead.
I'm going to be there on Sunday, mate. Actually, I'm going to be there on Saturday. I'm calling footy rugby league on Saturday, so I've got the Roosters and Cowboys match on Saturday, and then I'm going back out on Sunday as a fan, but I've got tickets with a mate who's a Collingwood fan, so I'm going to have to sit there alongside a Magpies fan and put up with him. But thankfully, we're going to the pub first. I might try and iron him out there before we get there. Just finally, I saw that you got an award last week from the University of New South Wales, an Academic Excellence Award. So life away from footy for you is around commerce and possibly a Masters of Commerce as well. So just talk to us a bit about that, what you do away from footy.
Oh, yeah, thanks, mate. I can't get away with anything anymore. So just plodding along with that. I started that at the first kind of semester of, or the first year of COVID in that early 2020, when the whole nation went into the first lockdown. So just ticked over halfway and really enjoying it. And I guess for me, it's the Master Commerce thing, just about kind of, I guess, complementing the skills that I'm learning being at a sporting club in a high pressure environment, and getting a look as captain now into, I guess, the bigger picture side of things, not just how the team works, but how the business operates. And yeah, I'm not sure where that's going to take me. And if you'd asked me that I'd be doing a Master Commerce, you know, 5 years ago, I would have laughed at you. But I think it's just more a way of, as I said, complementing what skills I have learned at the club. And, you know, hopefully it's going to hold me in good stead come the time that I finish up, whenever that may be.
Yeah, well, you're in a great organisation there, mate. So you've got plenty to lean on. And obviously you're well and truly focused on what you want to do once the game passes you by, but that's a long time down the track. Look, good luck on the weekend. I'll be there. Can't wait to see it. It's going to be an awesome Sunday afternoon. Cannot wait for it. Really appreciate your time today.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Have a good one.